John Leeming here with the Organist Encores, heralded as usual by Robert Wolfe, playing Happy Days Are Here Again on the Thursford Wurlitzer. And as our signature tune fades away, it looks as though it really is Happy Days again for Robert and the Thursford Collection in Norfolk. This much-loved entertainment centre will be back in business again from the 5th of July, with its collection of historic traction engines, mechanical organs and fairground rides, and, of course, Robert Wolfe at the mighty Wurlitzer Theatre Organ for his 41st year. That's great news, so let's hear some more of Robert on the wonderful Wurlitzer there with Mr. Wonderful. It'll be good to hear Robert live at Thursford again this summer, so for a great family day out, get your booking in soon. Well, last year, Robert celebrated 40 years as resident organist at Thursford, And a very special celebration day was planned, but it had to be postponed because of the pandemic. It's hoped that this celebration can take place this year, so watch out for updates on that. To have enjoyed such a long residency at Thursford, Robert must feel that he really is Mr. Lucky. Well, here is Mr. Lucky, that's the tune, not the person, on another great Wurlitzer organ, the huge instrument at the San Filippo Foundation near Chicago. To play it, here's Lynn Larson. Mr. Lucky, elegantly performed by Lynn Larson, expertly demonstrating that the strength of an instrument with 80 ranks of pipes is variety and versatility rather than simply loudness. Back to Britain now, and to a greatly admired organist who really reached the top of his tree in the 1930s while he was resident at the Trocadero Cinema, Elephant and Castle in London. Here's Quentin MacLean with Save the Last Dance for Me.
Thank you.
returned to Maclean at the famous Trocadero Wurlitzer, at the time, with 21 ranks of pipes, the largest Wurlitzer organ in Europe. It's now got a new lease of life, slightly enlarged, at the Trocadero sister theatre, the Troxy in Limehouse, and we're anticipating some exciting news about future events there before too long. Now, one of the greatest admirers of Quentin Maclean is surely organist Lou Williams, who is himself a long-term resident at what must surely be the most popular theatre organ venue in the USA, Organstop Pizza Restaurant in Mesa, Arizona. Here is Lou with a bit of Glenn Miller-style swing and String of Pearls. Lou Williams at Organstop on the 78 rank Wurlitzer. Another organist who could turn his hand to a swing arrangement when he wanted to was the late Bobby Pagan, but here he is in gentler mood at the first incarnation of the Wurlitzer in the Assembly Hall at Worthing. Thank you. Body and Soul from Bobby Pagan at the Worthing Wurlitzer in 1987. Now, since the heyday of organs in cinemas, a great many have found themselves new homes, sometimes literally as they've been reinstalled in private homes across the land. Residence installations don't come much better than that in the Holbeach home of David Shepherd. Jim Riggs made some recordings there when he was over a few years ago, and here he is with Isn't It a Lovely Day to Be Caught in the Rain. Beautiful music from Jim Riggs. David Shepherd's home organ isn't an original from a particular cinema, but 22 ranks of carefully selected, mainly Compton pipework and percussions from the UK and around the world, with a fine mellotone and Steinway upright piano to add icing to the cake. Now, it's not often that a new theatre organ CD appears these days, but one popped through my letterbox the other day from the USA. It's from John Clark McCall Jr., and it's played on the form annual 32 rank Wurlitzer in Grace Baptist Church in Sarasota, Florida. Well, it may be in a church, but it's definitely a full-blooded theatre organ. Here is John McCall with the third track on the album, which is incorrectly named as Cocktails for Two on the cover. In fact, the number is called A Cottage for Sale, and my thanks go to Stephen Ashley of the Hot Pipes shows for identifying it for me. Cottage for Sale from John McCall in Florida. The CD is called Sarasota Sampler, and some tracks feature the baritone voice of Mark Demin. If you'd like to know more about this album and how to get a copy, please email me at john@organistencores.co.uk. Most theatre organ fans in Britain are familiar with the three main makes of instrument here: Wurlitzers, Comptons and Christies. But there were also a few made by Peter Conacher and Company of Huddersfield. The one that lasted longest in its original home was in the Regal, later the Odeon and then the Scala Cinema in Rotherham. It closed as a cinema in 1983, but the organ was rescued and it's about to have a new lease of life in the enthusiastic hands of Carl Heslop. It was not perhaps the most lush or theatrical of instruments, having rather shallow tremulence, but somehow it worked in that theatre and I used to find it quite alluring. I often wondered what it would have sounded like if the tremulence had been sorted out. Well, maybe one day we shall know. So, specially for Carl Heslop, I'll finish the show today with an extract from a concert at the Scala. Damon Cox will be back here next week with a programme to please our many listeners across the North Sea. Music from the Netherlands on Dutch theatre organs with organists from both the Netherlands and Britain. Een programma met muziek uit Nederland op Nederlandse theaterorgels met organisten uit zowel Nederland als Groot-Brittannië. From me, it's tot ziens, goodbye, until next month. And here's Brian Rodwell in concert at the Rotherham Conacher with one of his clever party pieces in about 1970. And we'll let Brian close the programme with his own signature tune as he takes that brightly lit console down at the end of the show. Tea for two.